How to make your own cardboard cutouts. Complete guide. Making your own cardboard cutouts can be a fun and imaginative craft activity that lets you create your favorite characters, animals, or objects out of cardboard. Just like making your own paper dolls, cutouts allow you to bring your creativity to life and make something unique and special. With just a few materials and some simple steps, you can make your very own cardboard cutouts that you can decorate, display, and enjoy. However, in this article, you will notice a few ways to make your own cardboard cutouts and learn how to make them. 1. Choose your design. Choosing a design is the first step in making your own cardboard cutouts. You can choose any design you like, such as a favorite cartoon character, a pet, or even an object like a guitar or a car. Once you have chosen your design, you can start to create a template for your cardboard cutout. You can draw your design on a piece of paper, then trace it onto the cardboard, or you can find a picture online and print it out to use as a template. Remember, the design is the most important part of your cardboard cutout, so take your time and choose something that you really like. However, here are a few ideas for designing your own cardboard cutouts. Choose a favorite character. Personalize it. Use a stencil. Replicate a famous work of art. Create a custom life-size cutout design too. Gather materials. When you're making cardboard cutouts, you'll need some materials to get started. The main material you'll need is, of course, cardboard. You can find cardboard in old boxes, or you can buy sheets of cardboard from a craft store. Make sure the cardboard is thick enough to stand on its own without being too flimsy. You'll also need some tools to help you create your cardboard cutouts. You'll need a pair of scissors or a utility knife to cut out the shapes from the cardboard. If you're using a stencil, you'll need tape or a glue stick to attach the stencil to the cardboard. However, here are some suggestions for gathering supplies to make cutouts, though. Recycle and repurpose. Visit a local craft store. Ask for donations. Check your school or community center. Be creative with household items. 3. Trace and cut. Place the cardboard on a flat surface and trace the outline of your design onto the cardboard using a pencil. Then carefully cut along the traced lines with scissors. Ask for adult supervision or help if needed. Make sure to trace it accurately so that your cutout looks just like your design. Once you have traced it, you can use a pair of scissors or a utility knife to cut it out. This part can be a bit tricky, so it's important to be careful when cutting so that you don't accidentally cut yourself or make any mistakes that might ruin your cutout. Moreover, here are a few tips for tracing and cutting your own cardboard cutout. Choose the right cardboard. Select your design. Trace carefully. Use the right tools. Take your time for decorate. Once you have your cardboard cutout shape, it's time to get creative. Use markers, paints, or other art supplies to decorate your cutout. You can add details, colors, and patterns to make it look just the way you want it. For example, you could use bright colors to make your cutout stand out or add some fun patterns like stripes. You could also add some sparkle by using glitter glue. You can even personalize a cardboard cutout by adding your name, your favorite sports team's logo, or your favorite character from a book or movie. However, here are a few ways to decorate your cardboard cutout. Paint it. Add tickers. Use markers. Glue on embellishments. Make a collage. 5. Display and play. Once your cardboard cutout is decorated, you can display it in your room. Use it as a prop for imaginative play, or even create a personalized cardboard cutout standee by attaching a supporting piece of cardboard to the back. Displaying your cardboard cutout means finding a place to show it off, like on a shelf, on your desk, or in your room. You can prop it up against a wall or use a stand to hold it up. This way, you can enjoy looking at it and show it off to your friends and family. You can create your own designs and use your imagination to come up with new ways to display and play with them. However, here are a few ways to display and play with your cardboard cutouts. Create a scene, play, pretend, make a puppet show, use as room decor, use in playtime activities. Conclusion: making your own cardboard cutouts is a fun and creative activity that allows you to use your imagination and create something unique. To make your own cardboard cutout, you'll need cardboard, a pencil or marker, scissors. The possibilities for fun and creativity are endless with cardboard cutouts. With a little creativity and imagination, you can make your own unique cardboard cutouts that will be a source of enjoyment.